What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. Now, before we begin the show tonight, I just want to say a quick word on behalf of my partners over at PatriotUndergroundGold.com. Now, if you haven't already heard by now, major stock market sell-offs have been happening very recently. It was actually reported at the end of Q4 2023 that Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates combined to sell off $11 billion worth of shares in companies that they have had very substantial positions in, including their own. Bill Gates in particular actually dumped 65% of his portfolio. So obviously, folks, this is preparation for what we know is coming. We've been talking about this for a very long time, a black swan event. You've heard more and more mainstream type figures talk about a black swan event, most recently Katherine Herridge. We know that this is coming. The bottom line is that this news is a barometer of a major economic downturn, bare minimum. So if you have money that's tied up in the stock market, you have a 401k or an IRA, and you haven't diversified or shifted all of your assets out of the fiat debt prison and into precious metals, luckily you still have an opportunity to do so. But I would caution folks that that window is very rapidly closing, because as conditions deteriorate, the demand for gold and silver is going to continue to surge. And even though I'm not a financial advisor, I can read the tea leaves and I can see what's happening. All of us can see what's happening. The direction that the whole world is headed is toward asset-backed currencies. And in the case of the United States, gold and silver specifically. And so if you purchase now, while these precious metals are still being suppressed, you're going to put yourself in a very good position to be able to capitalize on the transition into the new economy, into the quantum financial system, as Nasara and Jassara are rolled out. So I would highly urge people to act now while you still have the opportunity to get in at a very good price and be able to have that peace of mind and knowing that no matter what happens in the stock market, your money is going to be safe and secure in precious metals. And very likely, you're going to capitalize, like I said, on this transition. So click the link below. If this applies to you, don't waste any time, folks. I'm telling you. This is coming, and it's coming fast. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. My partners are absolutely incredible. They're going to work as quickly as you do to bring you the peace of mind that you so richly deserve as we head into this chaotic storm and we experience this financial transition. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is March 19th, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation analysis report, and there are a lot of topics that I want to cover tonight. So I'm going to skip the intro and I'm just going to dive right in. I wanted to begin the show by talking a little bit about the Federal Reserve and some of the questions or controversy, I guess you could say, surrounding whether or not new currency has actually been printed since Janet Yellen took over as the Treasury Secretary. Now, there's been a lot of conflicting information that's been circulating as to whether or not new Federal Reserve currency has been printed. Shadow of Ezra and many, many other sources have put out information actually quite recently reminding everybody that since 2019, no new currency has actually been printed and put into circulation. Now, I have seen, if you go and you look on DuckDuckGo or Google or any search engine and you type in Janet Yellen currency, you will see pictures of some small denominations with her signature on. But I personally have not actually seen any of these bills in circulation. I'm not saying that they aren't. But what I am saying is that it's possible that if these bills have actually been printed, that it's really just for optics, and that ultimately it's not really about printed cash anyway. Jerome Powell actually said, and this was something that Dave XRP Line and I discussed during one of our two shows recently, that all the Federal Reserve has to do to create new money is to type in digits into the computer, because they're the Federal Reserve. That's all they have to do. They don't even have to print new money. And given that fiat cash is without backing to begin with and inflated to the moon, I personally don't think it matters all that much at this point if a small amount of currency was actually printed. And even if it was put into circulation, but I highly doubt that it was. Now, some people out there may have a different story to tell, and I'm always willing to hear different perspectives. And certainly if you have in your possession some currency with Janet Yellen's signature on it, I'd be curious to know. But one thing I do know for sure, and we all know for sure, is that our debt is skyrocketing. $1 trillion is added every 4 months to the national debt. Treasury bonds aren't selling. The yields are going up beyond what the government has the ability to pay. Only this time, the good news is that it's going to be the Fed on the hook as opposed to the Treasury. And I've talked about this before, but the Treasury, of course, was loaded up with gold, all the gold that was recovered by the alliance, and put into a position to essentially flip the tables on the Federal Reserve. And suddenly they had all the buying power and they could maneuver the Fed into bankruptcy. And that's really what's been happening over these past couple of years. And let's not forget that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned institution. And so when the Fed was rolled into the Treasury, this really was a brilliant plan to bankrupt this organization under the guise of purchasing all the toxic assets of the banksters using special purpose vehicles and putting them on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve to absorb. And so when the CARES Act came around back during the height of COVID, it was essentially set up so that the Federal Reserve would be wrapped into the Treasury. Now, that language isn't used for obvious reasons, but the functionality of the bill made it pretty obvious that the Fed had been stripped of its power. And my understanding is that it went bankrupt in 2022 as the result of this white hat maneuvering. And now it's basically remaining for optics purposes to assist in the transition into the new system. But it's now a tool of the Treasury primarily to play a role in the pantomime as we watch the fiat system continue to implode, primarily due to de-dollarization that's being led by the BRICS Union. So Janet Yellen, I believe, and I've talked about this, I think in the past, I believe that she is under white hat control, under submission. I do believe that this bill printing is just for optics. It is possible that some of it's been put into circulation, but I haven't really seen a lot of evidence of it. So my guess is that if it was put into circulation, it was done with the full knowledge that it really wasn't going to make all that much of a difference in terms of the overall picture. And I just kind of described the overall picture. It's not all that pretty. The U.S. dollar is being phased out one way or another, and the Fed has lost its lending power. Our debt has spiraled completely out of control, like I just mentioned. And if the Fed is operating at all, and like I said, I do believe that they are, but they're also doing it under the guise of being in control. If they are operating at all, it's under the direction of the White Hats. I mean, if you go and you look at pictures, you can see that the building itself has been boarded up. It appears to be under construction. And most of us who have been following all of the developments have a pretty solid suspicion that back during COVID, during the height of COVID, when everything was locked down, shut down, DC was covertly sieged by the White Hats. And operations have been underway ever since to repurpose all of this infrastructure while maintaining public optics. And that's certainly a word we've talked about quite a bit. And by the way, Steve Mnuchin was a key player in this financial reversal, I guess you could say, of the alliance. And now we came to find out that he's putting together a group to buy TikTok. So let's go ahead and watch this video really quickly, because I think it's very interesting. And then we're going to talk about TikTok in a little bit more detail. So let me go ahead and pull up Telegram here, and let's go ahead and share this very, very interesting clip.
President Trump signed an order that TikTok had to be sold. And I continue to believe that. So I think the legislation should pass. And I think it should be sold. I understand the technology. It's a great business. And I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
You're trying to buy TikTok.
I am, because this should be owned by U.S. businesses. There's no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China.
Have you already put a group together?
Yeah, well, I'm working
on
it.
You're exploring a group.
I've spoken to a bunch of people, but
who would be part of your group?
I can't tell that to you now.
All right. So it's pretty interesting what's happening with Mnuchin getting ready to purchase TikTok or at least move in that direction. Now, this appears to be a coordinated move. I don't think anybody out there would really argue me on that point. He wants this app to be rebuilt in the United States. He wants a U.S. business to own it. He wants for the company to remain online to provide competition to Facebook. That it came a little bit later in the clip. And what's very interesting is that John Herald, otherwise known as Patel Patriot, put out a very informative post on Twitter regarding this issue. He said, quote, "Remember the time that Trump issued an executive order effectively banning TikTok by forcing it to divest from ByteDance in August of 2020? The executive order was stonewalled in court, and then Joe Biden revoked it in June of 2021. This is another example of Trump-era policies being implemented while he isn't in office. Weird how often that happens. Yeah, absolutely. It also brings us full circle to the familiar conclusion that Trump was right." And of course, he is referring to Executive Order 13942 that was signed on August 6th of 2020, entitled Addressing the Threat Posed by TikTok and Taking Additional Steps to Address the National Emergency with Respect to the Information and Communications Technology and Services Supply Chain. So this is yet another example of how this devolution pantomime is playing out. And we can't forget that before Derek Johnson came along, it was Patel Patriot who really introduced the entire world to this whole devolution concept. So I just want to salute Patel Patriot while I'm on the topic. But certainly, he pretty much nailed it. I mean, why is it that despite the optics of Trump not being in power, his policies seem to be moving forward over and over and over again? And certainly, I've talked about this in the context of the most frequently quoted executive orders, 13818, 13848, but this is also applicable to basically everything else that Trump did during his first term. And now we're seeing that all of these policies, even while fake Biden is in office and the deep state is supposedly in control of everything, the Trump era policies that he put into place through executive order are actually moving forward. Now, what does that tell you? The deep state wants TikTok banned, folks, and the reason for that is because it's already been seized by the alliance. This is just a public rollout. President Xi seized that technology from the CCP and repurposed it into a red-pilling machine. That's why the enemy wants it gone. Now, I don't really use TikTok all that much, folks, but even on other social media platforms, I mean, you're seeing it bleed into every platform out there, these TikTok videos that are red-pilling people by the hundreds of thousands every single day. And that's why they're so desperate to get rid of it. So everything that Mnuchin says needs to be done has already happened behind the scenes. This is the public rollout, like I mentioned a moment ago. Now, much of this took place, like I said, during the height of COVID. The White Hats used the deep state plan to lock us down as cover to go in to DC and to do what they had to do. And that's a whole conversation, but certainly we know that they flooded the Potomac. We know that we've seen the National Guard move into position. And I think a lot more happened during those early months of 2021 than most people realize when we saw the National Guard deployed to Washington, D.C. So when people want to say that nothing is happening, these are the types of conversations that we need to counter those claims with. It's hard for folks to wrap their brain around it. The concept that we're witnessing the disclosure of white hat covert moves that have already been made. And you've heard me say over and over and over, nothing is as it seems. All the distractions that we've been forced to endure have provided the perfect cover for covert operations. You got to remember that the takedown of the enemy had to be done quietly. And the general public, even the patriot community, had to be unsure. We all had to be caught up in this fog of war and not really certain what actual events are playing out, and that is for operational security. And we have seen, like I said, the fences go up around D.C. We saw the National Guard move in. We saw the Potomac diverted to flood the tunnels. And all the while, so many people out there have been complaining that nothing is happening. I understand because it's not over yet. It's not public yet. Even though we've been witnessing all of these things, we can't prove them. And that really is the primary source of frustration for people. But it's also really a testament to the brilliance of this plan. The scare event, the pantomime, everything that's been happening or that we've been building toward. It's been absolutely brilliantly constructed. Now, that doesn't mean that the war is completely over. The enemy has been striking back with direct energy weapons and HARP-engineered technology, fifth-generational tactics like arson, MK-Ultra sleepers, shooters, etc., etc. And so it's pretty obvious that the enemy still has cards to play. And even Trump said that there is a 100% chance that we're going to have a false flag attack associated with the border. This border situation is a lot more under control, I think, than Trump and the alliance, the White Hats, would have us believe. And I evidence that, of course, by the Supreme Court actually ruling against the fake Biden administration and telling them that, yes, in fact, they actually could enforce their own state immigration laws. And yes, they are, in fact, being invaded. And so I'm going to get into that in a little bit more detail a little bit later in the show. But it's important to mention that as a part of this general conversation, regardless of how the alliance positions their assets. The AI has foreseen the inevitability of a false flag event, which can only be mitigated. It can't be avoided altogether. And we also have to remember that preventative actions taken by the White Hats would result in far more casualties than engaging in game theory operations like the White Hats have been doing this entire time. And that requires letting the deep state play their cards and ultimately fail at their objective. And again, this has all been worked out using AI supercomputers. Folks, we are witnessing the convergence of major storm clouds. We've been tracking this for several years now. The elements of the storm can be categorized, I think, loosely into three categories. We've got the domestic, which, of course, the end game is civil war if you're the deep state. The geopolitical front, the end game there, of course, is World War III. And then you've also got the financial front. And the end game is CBDC, social credit, et cetera, et cetera. That's exactly where the deep state has been trying to hurt us this entire time. Now, what Q defined as a scare event is what the deep state hopes will be a successful attempt at thwarting justice by recapturing the narrative in the wake of a large-scale attack, a large-scale tragedy of some sort that would hijack the consciousness of the masses and redirect it away from them and away from justice and onto survival and crisis management. That's really been their game plan. Now, likewise, the alliance also knows that the geopolitical maneuvering toward World War III and the accompanying financial collapse, the market shutdown, is inevitable as well. That's why the Q operation was constructed parallel to the New World Order. And I've talked about this in some detail, primarily to avoid detection and to contribute to the much needed fog of war, which is necessary and enables covert warfare. And so the alliance are steering all of these storm clouds that we've been talking about. They're driving the narrative, not MSM, which I believe is at least partially under White Hat submission. And the part that's not is in reactive mode. They're certainly not establishing the narrative. They're reacting to everything that's happening that has been derailing their narrative. And it's pretty obvious when you turn on the mainstream media. But remember, we've got Putin, Xi Jinping, Modi, Bin Salman, Kim Jong-un, all working together with Trump and the Q generals inside of Cheyenne Mountain. And we've got Nasara and Jassara in the background being manifested by the gold-backed currency and the de-dollarization of the BRICS nations. And so most of what we're witnessing right now, folks, has already played out behind the scenes. You'll recall Q Post 190 told us that 80% of what we're witnessing are dark operations, and that's necessary. And only 20% is being revealed to the public for justice. So if we stop to consider that post, it reminds us what's really been going on this entire time since Trump took office. Now, most of these dark ops have already happened. And what we're seeing and what we're even discussing is the 20% that's known to the public. Now, there may be some overlap there for patriots and anons, but that's the basic idea, the basic concept. And at this point, more and more of that percentage split, we started with 80-20, let's just say, is actually changing within the narrative space. The 80-20 is becoming 75-25, 70-30, 60-40, until the truth becomes undeniable when we arrive at this climactic moment, which I continue to believe is going to be defined by what Q told us was the scare necessary event. So in truth, folks, disclosure has already begun to happen as the pendulum continues to swing in the direction of rising public consciousness, which is inevitable. It's God's plan. It's the natural trajectory of humanity, our ascension. And so most of the key actions that define victory have already taken place. The last few deep state chess moves are being awaited by the alliance that's going to lead to checkmate. And if you understand the art of war, then you know that it's all about allowing the enemy to deplete their weaponry, their means of resistance, their coffers, before the kill shot is finally delivered. That's what we're dealing with right now. And so let's discuss a little bit about what's happening on the geopolitical front. Now, we just heard that Niger has cut all military ties with the United States, closed their embassy, they've expelled diplomats. And you got to remember that Niger very recently had a successful coup. I did a show on this back when it happened that was actually supported by the Russian military behind the scenes. And they're functioning really as a model for throwing off Western colonialism. And this is a pattern I do believe that will continue as the global realignment continues to accelerate in what appears to be a march toward war, when in reality, all this is being done to avoid further conflagration in accordance with the tenets of Nisara and Jisara, which require countries to abandon the practice of going to war with other nations and conquest. Now, there are indeed still kinetic confrontations to come, particularly Taiwan. You've heard me talk a lot about that. And Putin actually came out and called Taiwan part of China just the other day. And by the way, it was also confirmed by the Taiwanese government, U.S. Green Berets are actually stationed in Taiwan right now, some of them only a couple of miles from the Chinese mainland. So this is a situation that's heating up pretty significantly. We have Putin telling NATO and the U.S. that ground troops in Ukraine will lead to further war, further escalation, and perhaps world war or even nuclear war, all part of the pantomime, as we know. But these are the developments, and we have to track them as they happen. And meanwhile, we've got Emmanuel Macron over in France pushing for more aggressive NATO involvement to prompt this exact outcome, world war, in accordance with what remains of the deep state minions. This is what they're hoping to accomplish. But it's not going to be the outcome they want due to the TPX triumvirate, the term that Jim Willie coined, that we've so often discussed, the alliance between Putin, Xi, and Donald Trump. And so the geopolitical aspect of the war to bring down the deep state is running parallel with the New World Order agenda, which hinged entirely upon global war to usher in their New World Order establishment system. However, the White Hats, who also required certain kinetic action to defang the enemy, are also and have also been planning a reversal event this entire time, with Trump at the helm to bring about world peace, at the exact same time as we flirt with nuclear war, the precipice of destruction. And only at that precipice do people find the willingness to change. Q told us that this was necessary in order for consciousness to rise and for people to recognize the true enemy, thereby finding that will to change. The White Hats knew all along that taking the long and winding road would result in more and more people being activated along the way. And it's been proven accurate. The worse the optics get, the more the deep state policies lead to tensions that are exploding into activism all over the world. And of course, we've repeatedly seen examples of this everywhere, certainly in Europe, in Africa, most recently with mass demonstrations in Israel. Israeli citizens out there on the streets demanding that Netanyahu resign after he just approved a ground invasion into Gaza, despite all the pressure from the international community. And then over in France, I just mentioned Macron a moment ago. He's talking about escalating this whole war against Russia. and falsely characterizing Putin as an aggressor, saying that if he doesn't get stopped in Ukraine, he's going to go on to Poland and he's going to threaten the rest of Europe and on and on and on, trying to use propaganda to manipulate the people to get behind this losing effort against Russia. But it's not working. But again, we have to remember that both inside the United States and internationally, we are bearing witness to a controlled demolition of a world order that has existed for centuries. If that's not historic, I don't know what is. And so a vast majority of the information being poured out right now is either reflective of events which have already occurred, like I was talking about a little while ago, or outright deception within the context of the pantomime in order to wake people up. And it's been working. We talked about 98% of the people out there no longer getting jabs and boosters for COVID. I think like 55 to 60% of the people believe that the intelligence agencies were directly involved in stealing the 2020 election. Massive, massive shifts in public opinion, folks. And so as it appears that all hell is breaking loose, the bottom is dropping out, everything's falling apart, these are the things that we have to remember. It's always been the intention for it to feel this way, to look this way on the surface, to make humanity taste that brink of destruction. That's necessary in order to reverse all of those decades of MKUltra programming and brainwashing from the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media. And that's why we have to continually remind ourselves not only that this movie is not intended for us, but also that we can't assume that any of the information that we're being presented with right now is factually accurate, as opposed to a distraction. The cannibal gangs who have supposedly taken over Haiti are a perfect example. Now, we know very well about the Clinton and Obama involvement in Haiti following the HAARP-engineered earthquake, going back several years now. And now we've been introduced to this monster who goes by the name of Barbecue, wearing a Masonic chain and a Masonic ring, who's supposedly taken over the country. And all of this video footage of him following him around, it's like, who's taking these videos? I think we can probably come to our own conclusions on that. And I'm certainly not going to put myself in a position of saying that that's all fake, because the whole point I'm making here now is that we don't really know what's fake and what's not. But certainly we have to scratch our heads a little bit here and connect the dots and remind ourselves that what's actually occurring here could be part of a larger strategic operation. We're hearing now that a Kenyan-led security force is going to be going into Haiti as a non-UN mission, which is very interesting because the UN, of course, is known for its war criminality. But this is a non-UN mission being led by Kenya. And so this may be a con to suggest that revelations about the aforementioned criminality of Obama, who was born in Kenya, in relation to Haiti, may be part of the end game of this operation. We don't know. And it also opens up the door for Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, to begin the process of rebuilding under the guise of a security operation with JSARA funding that's being filtered through the African nations who have aligned with Russia, China, and the BRICS trade union. So there's a lot happening on the geopolitical stage right now, folks. The White Hats are clawing back illicit revenue by pumping Bitcoin. I posted on Telegram about that. We see El Salvador specifically announcing that state-acquired Bitcoin is going to be stored in a cold wallet inside the country's central bank. If you think all of this is playing out for no reason, think again. What the White Hats are doing is they're artificially boosting Bitcoin to force these nefarious elements to sell, thereby clawing back all of those assets that have been tied to a whole host of illegal activity. And in the case of El Salvador, a nation that is absolutely rife with gang activity, specifically MS-13, this new policy of Bitcoin state adoption actually undermines the deep state's ability to hide the funds that are associated with their evil operations, their money laundering, and their trafficking of all kinds. By bringing it into the light, by taking what was designed by DARPA to be a tool to manage a whole host of illegal activity and taking it and bringing it into the light and having the state adopt it, it actually undermines the entire system and it allows the clawback of all of these ill-gotten gains. So that's going on. And then meanwhile, we've also heard that Meta platforms are being investigated for involvement in the illegal drug trade. So this is incredible stuff that's going on, folks. We are witnessing history happening all around us every single day. We had Vladimir Putin come out and announce the end of the vampire's ball, where the elites have stuffed their bellies with human flesh and filled their pockets with money, and that this is all coming to an end. That's absolutely incredible. And by the way, tactical nukes have also been moved into Belarus. We got confirmation on that very recently. Also, we had some great news about Victoria Nuland being removed from the chessboard. Another major announcement. This is the second in command in the criminal hierarchy at the State Department. A fundamentally important deep state figure who was central to implementing the New World Order. She engineered the Maidan coup back in 2014, which led to the violation of the Minsk II agreements and paved the way for Zelensky's rise to power. She was a key player in turning Ukraine into a den of evil. All of her policies led to the creation of bioweapon labs, money laundering centers, and the complete cabal takeover of what is actually Russian territory. And so without Victoria Nuland, we wouldn't have had the Ukraine. We wouldn't have had Benghazi. And certainly we all recall the false flag attack back on 9/11/2012, that killed four Americans. And this was all an effort to cover up the State Department's direct role in overthrowing Muammar Gaddafi on October 20th, 2011. So all of these things are happening. Everything is coming full circle, folks. The comms are continuing. The pantomime is accelerating. The media told us, specifically the BBC, to expect a major royal announcement. This has been getting a lot of attention. I think having to do with this ongoing saga of rolling out, the public rollout, as I call it, of the royal takedown continuing. Kate Middleton, we all heard about that photograph that they had to admit was actually doctored, hasn't been seen in public, I think, since Christmas time, when supposedly she had some abdominal surgery. So everybody is kind of wondering now. We had this digitally altered photo. She hasn't been seen. People are wondering, did she go into a coma? Did she find out that William was having an affair? Did she die? Who knows what's going to be announced? But certainly something is coming. And it's very interesting because we just had very recently, and I talked quite a bit about it, the death announcement of Jacob Rothschild. And on the subject of recent comms, we had Trump at a rally saying that in November, we are coming for the Joes, plural. Very interesting. Then he went on to say, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. So Trump is continuing to send us comms. Once again, he is signaling that a pause is going to come before the election and that by November, the actors, plural, that are playing Biden will have been exposed, and along with it, the entire Biden show. But of course, before we get anywhere close to November, the question of immunity has to be settled once and for all. And we got news that this is going to be heard by the Supreme Court in April. And as far as I'm concerned, folks, this represents the final deep state hurdle that Trump has to overcome prior to the election. And also, of course, I've talked a great deal about the fact that this trial is going to be live streamed, the possibility of playing the Trump card, showing everybody, the entire world, all the military evidence that the election was in fact stolen. I've broken this down many times, so I'm not going to go into a long commentary on it, but this is coming next month. And given the rather erratic rulings of the court in recent months. It's anybody's guess as to how this is all going to play out. But one way or another, we know that this is all a show. And Trump's not going anywhere. I don't care what they're threatening him with. I don't care how much they're saying he has to pay. The bottom line is that Q told us that the president is insulated. And any suggestion that he's actually at risk or under threat and not under military protection is completely false. And I continue to hang my hat on this, folks. This is all a pantomime. And so the fact that Texas is now going to be able to enforce their own immigration laws is a massive barometer. And it's a part of this building tension that, of course, has been a pattern that we've seen continue and ultimately get more intense. And we expect that it will continue to intensify as we get into the eye of the storm. But this is a huge development, folks. A massive indication of the direction that we're headed right now. Now, remember that the entire justice system is corrupt. And that's what this pantomime is highlighting for people to see. But I continue to believe that the White Hats have the Supreme Court under submission. And they're using the justices with a sort of dual purpose to move certain chess pieces on the board while at the same time maintaining that fog of war and never really letting anyone know for sure which direction the court is going to rule on any given issue. Because I do believe that part of the function of the Supreme Court is not to just move chess pieces, but also to expose the rot within the system. And the Supreme Court is indeed a part of that rot. So we're going to have to see how they rule on the immunity issue. But the court ruling for Texas, massively, massively significant. It tells us where we are in this operation. It tells us the direction that we're headed. It shows us that the entire point of this whole pantomime has been to demonstrate the injustice. But that, perhaps more importantly for everybody out there, now we're finally beginning to see solid indications, solid evidence that sanity and justice are actually returning to the United States of America and to the world at large. So indeed, this is a scripted movie. It's been intended to keep us distracted while this entirely new system is being implemented. That's true. And the reasons that the distractions are intensifying is because we're getting very, very close to the big event, whatever that's going to be. But we know that the National Guard has been quietly deployed to New York City. We can't forget that Trump activated 1 million National Guard troops, and the stage is being set, just like Q told us would happen. It has to be this way. And so, folks, incredible things are happening all around us. We're having the J6 prisoner sentences finally overturned. The fake Biden administration is actually publicly admitting that their border policy is a threat to national security. We've got the House issuing subpoenas for Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer and a bunch of these other governors who are directly involved in the criminality associated with nursing home failures during the height of COVID. It's becoming public knowledge that long COVID is actually being caused from the vaccination, not by quote unquote infection. That's becoming more and more mainstream. We've got the Fulton County case in Georgia absolutely falling apart. We have confirmation now on these mail-in ballots that there was no chain of custody. We've got blockchain voting patents that have been filed by the USPS. And so moving forward, transparency in how individuals get elected is going to become the new standard. In fact, I think it already is. Dominion, Smartmatic, these are going to be relics of the past. Whenever the time comes for we the people to go to the polls again, whether it's this November or at some other date, I don't think it's going to be business as usual, folks. We're going to have a voting system that's driven by the best and most transparent decentralized technology in existence. This week's bond yields are close to a key level that could put more pressure on stocks, Morgan Stanley said. Last week, Elon Musk said the U.S. will go bankrupt because of overspending. The likes of Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Gates have been selling stocks and shares at an alarming rate recently, and certainly I've talked about that. The BRICS ambassador said recently that the U.S. dollar-dominated world will end soon. Bank of America issued a major warning of a U.S. dollar collapse about 3 weeks ago. At the end of February, the El Salvador president said the U.S. dollar will collapse. We just talked about El Salvador. In January, financial analyst Richard Bove said China will soon overtake the American economy and the U.S. dollar will catastrophically collapse. BRICS countries are ditching the dollar and using their own currencies backed by precious metals to trade. Catherine Herridge from CBS News said 3 months ago on the national panel that we are going to see a black swan event in 2024. We know that the new financial system is ready, and banks have to be ISO 20022 and Basel III compliant, and the dates have already passed. CBDCs cannot operate on the new system. Today and tomorrow, the Federal Reserve has a Federal Open Market Committee meeting, FOMC, set for March 19th through March 20th. And economists and analysts have been waiting for the second policy meeting of the year as high interest rates continue to bear down on the economy, saying there are fears of a stock market crash. And on the 11th of March, Wall Street and regional banks said that they're scrambling for new funds as the Fed ends its emergency lending program aimed at keeping failing banks afloat during the banking collapse. This is why the distractions are coming in thick and fast right now to take our eyes away from the financial system fully collapsing. We know BRICS will destroy the Fed with asset-backed currencies. The collapse is coming, and many of us are prepared. And indeed, if you're listening to my show as a part of my audience, you are prepared. We've been preparing for this for the past 3 years. As a matter of fact, folks, I'm very happy to announce that tomorrow, March 20th of 2024, will mark my three-year anniversary since I started my podcast. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for an incredible 3 years. You guys have changed my life. I've told you all along how important you are to me, but it's definitely an important moment for me personally. The three-year mark, wow, what a journey it's been. But the best is yet to come, Patriots. Promise you that we're just getting started. God has incredible, incredible things in store for us. We already know that he's won. All we have to do at this point is hold the line and just wait on the Lord for this biblical moment that is going to change this world forever. The best is yet to come, folks. All right. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please do me a favor and let me know in the comments. If you did, take a moment to hit that like button. And make sure you are following me on the different platforms. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, Podbean, Odyssey, Telegram, Truth Social, and X. You can find me on X at PatriotUG2023. I don't have a link for that in the description, but there's links to all of my other platforms. And make sure that you check out the links in the description to support my work. You can become a member of my locals community, get first access to all of my new content. And you also get access to any of these Zoom calls that we have as a group. We do live Q&A sessions. We do Patriot roundtables. You get to be a part of that, all for $5 a month. Great way to support my work. You can also make a one-time donation if you so choose. I also want to mention, since we've been talking about the financial front a lot tonight, PatriotUndergroundGold.com and PatriotUndergroundSilver.com, whatever your persuasion is. I happen to think that silver is a particularly great investment right now. But if you have a 401k and an IRA that's tied up in the stock market that hasn't been tethered to precious metals and held in precious metals, you definitely want to address that, folks, and you want to do it quickly. The window is closing very rapidly. I've been saying that for a while now, and it's true. Every time I say it, that window closes a little bit more. You don't have much time. I partner with the best in the business. They are truly amazing, folks. So make sure you click that link and get that process started. I've had many people out there in the audience use that referral link, and they have been very, very happy with the end result. Zero complaints, nothing but positive feedback, folks. I'm telling you, this is a great move to make, and I highly, highly urge people not to wait, to get on it and get on it quick. All right, that's all I'm going to say about Patriot Underground Gold, Patriot Underground Silver, but you can also support me by checking out switch-stores.com, the best place to purchase all of your personal and household products. Made right here in America, non-toxic, shipped to your door. Bypass the big box conglomerates. Stand with a patriotic company that is supporting individuals like me, In Truth Media, who are doing the very best we can to give you an accurate and honest portrayal and analysis of what's happening in the world as the Great Awakening accelerates. So switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground, PatriotUndergroundSilver.com, PatriotUndergroundGold.com. All of these folks are just amazing, amazing opportunities. I wouldn't steer you wrong. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon with another report. But until then, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.